Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, folks? Great to be with you again. Mike, how was your weekend?
My weekend always is going great. I love weekends. I love taking time off. I love being with you, Fred Dreyer, and doing this show here for you.
There we go.
So many great radio stations on Sports Byline Radio, on CRN Digital Talk Radio, our flagship 790 KBC. We got video going on Facebook Live, on YouTube, you name it, we got it, and we got a lot to talk about. Now, more importantly, Fred.
Yeah.
How was your week? How's your weekend
it's
going?
It's fine. Everything's good. You know, I feel like I'm buying a used car. You know, you go down and the guy comes out. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, good to see you. How you been? You're looking for a car today?
Yeah.
No, I'm over here. Looking for a dune buggy.
Yeah, so what you're here for is good. But you have a late model car that you've got in tip top condition, and your vehicle one of the last big sedan models, as I recall.
What?
Well, I mean, you got room in your car. It's not one of the small compact vehicles. You got a good big...
I have a Chrysler 300.
Yeah, you got some room.
The square ones, they look like... One of the reasons I liked them is that when they first came out, it looked like they were chopped. The top was chopped.
Because you're an old hot rodder.
And I liked it. I really liked it.
Did you ever take a car and chop it back in the day?
No, I did not.
No?
No.
What was the hottest? I guess your Volkswagen van, you sort of souped up a little bit with that air cooler on it and everything.
Well, I had a big dune buggy motor in my van. Had a 2180 dual Weber's big camshaft.
Big camshaft. That's good.
It's good. It's a lot of fun.
All right, we're going to talk some baseball. We're going to talk some football. We got a lot to talk about. We'll get to your email, too. Don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Facebook, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. I'm sorry, that's Twitter. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Yes, good work.
I got them all out eventually. I get them.
Well, we're multi-purpose. We have many platforms, and you know all of them, Mike. So I leave that up to you to edify the listening audience.
That's what I like to do is edify. That's one of the things on my resume. They ask, what do you do?
Oh,
well,
you do well.
I will take a break. We will be back. Stay with us here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for joining us.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's DRSHEPS.com, 310-873-4422.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get 50% $15 off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of my smooth skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Welcome back here to the famed Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge, Fred Dreyer Program. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. We're on the video on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Facebook Live, on Tiki Live, on Roku. And, of course, on radio, on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, our flagship 790 KEBC in Los Angeles. And,
suddenly, I'll just interrupt you for a moment.
Sure.
Suddenly, listening to all the venues that carry us, it's really a pleasure to be a part of the growth of this show.
Right.
And it's going to really, I think, catch on here to many more platforms.
And we're basically, we kind of our weekend summary of what's been going on. But soon, hopefully, we'll be 5 days a week for you. And stations carry us at different times. But we do get a lot of people chiming in on Facebook Live. Some questions and comments for you, Fred. Hello from Nikki and Rachel saying hi. And she wants to know how we're doing. Well, we're doing good.
We're doing real well.
Talked about that. Katrina is tuning in, listening to us today.
Katrina,
the weather.
Katrina.
Not Sabrina, I'm sorry.
Sabrina. Yeah, Sabrina. Katrina was the tornado.
Yeah, oh, that's right. And we'll see. Maybe she could be the whirlwind. Rachel is in Birmingham, Alabama, and she's listening to us. She listens on Facebook Live. And Nikki wants to know, what's been your favorite car, Fred, that you have ever owned? Your favorite car of all time?
Well, a favorite from the standpoint of nostalgia.
Whatever, just one that you own.
I had a 58 Impala.
Whoa, now that's a
black
vehicle.
Black, interior black, outside. Really
did you
nice.
Ever burn rubber on it?
No, the car wasn't constructed for that.
Last week I was away for a few days. I was up in the Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel, and a gentleman, he was in shorts and a T-shirt with his girlfriend, got into a late model Chevrolet of some kind. It looked like, I don't know, 65 or something.
Yeah.
And he's getting it picked up at the valet, and he's burning rubber at the hotel. That's like,
oh,
what,
good.
What are you doing, buddy? I mean, you know, where do you... Does he think you're starting a relay rally
race?
Did
the girlfriend like it?
I have no idea. I was not in the car, nowhere near it. I just kind of said, you know, kind of had some thoughts and then waited for my...
Well, we've all burned rubber, haven't we?
Yeah. So, but a 58 Chevrolet, 58.
A 58 Impala Chevrolet.
Impala, that's a good car.
It was stolen. I
what?
It was stolen out in front of El Camino College.
Oh, wow. Did you ever get it back?
No, yeah, in pieces.
Really? They
yeah, what they
it?
Did, they notified me, said, Mr. Dwyer, I think we found your car. And they showed me photographs of it, and they had completely rendered it unrecognizable. And they said they soaked it in oil to get rid of all the fingerprints.
Wow, that's... And later on, you probably, that was valuable for you because you probably were able to solve some crimes on Hunter based on the fact that you know that they soak the car in oil.
It was my belief that if I had ever gotten into that situation again where I was in school and the car got stolen, mm-hmm. I would be able to handle it myself and trace back the perpetrator.
Go back to it. That's right. Yeah. So lots of stuff. Let's look at some of the comments here. Sometimes we don't get to the comments in time. Bruce is saying, hello, guys. He says, I still cringe thinking about Fred's story of the guy getting his finger-numbing injection that you talked about last
Rich
week.
Rich Saul, right in his right thumb.
Rich Saul, the center.
Right, his center. Great center, great guy. As
all week thought he wasn't going to play, right, until.
Yeah, he was planning on it. He was just dining out on the fact that, you guys have to play. I don't. And then they just said, okay, well, wait. How you feeling, Rich? I can't pick up anything. I can't snap. And they said, that's okay. So they waited, and then they told him the night of the game, suit up, you're playing. And by the way,
yes.
Dr. Curlin wants to see you.
Oh, by the way. And you and, was it Jack Snow played a role in that on holding him down?
Jack Youngblood.
Okay, so you and Jack... to hold him down while they gave him the injection?
We grabbed him as best we could.
Did he hate you guys afterwards?
No, he was...
really?
He was a very affable, good guy.
Really?
And, he at the time, you know, I said, gee, I hope he doesn't turn on us.
That was a big needle, as I recall, wasn't it?
It was a number three pencil.
It looked like a number.
It was like this. It was like I'm holding up a pencil.
A number three pencil.
This is
that
exactly.
Thing went into his thumb.
Went right into the end of the thumb like that.
Whew.
And this
I'm
is
snorting.
Really.
I'm sorry,
and
everybody.
This is really gonna hurt.
Yeah, so Fred's got a lot of great stories like that. Now, let's see. John says Fred seemed to remember a piece on NFL Films that you did with Lance Rensel, where you guys were reporters at the Super Bowl. Do you remember this? And can you
do
give
I
us a little more
that?
A little more light on
do
this?
Do I remember yeah. it? Dick yeah. Schaap, the late, great Dick Schaap, God bless him, he was a friend of ours, hired Lance Rensel in 74 for the 75 Super Bowl. But he hired Lance to cover the Super Bowl between Pittsburgh, the first Pittsburgh Super Bowl, and the Minnesota Vikings. So he says to me, I want your help. I want to go watch the movie that was just released, with Walter Matthau
yeah.
and, Front Page.
Right.
It was about the Roaring Twenties reporters.
I remember that movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, okay. So we went to Westwood to see the movie, and we saw it, and we made notes. And the idea was that the Dick Schaap would pay us to suit up in Roaring Twenty reporter outfits and go to the Super Bowl and cover it. As such, as Roaring Twenty,
so you would look
reporters.
Like Roaring Twenty.
So we did that, and we did all the things like we stayed up all night and got drunk. We in the early morning we went to the buffets of each team, and 8:30 buffets, you know, where everybody was teaching, everybody was pretending that this was the greatest game that's ever going to be played, and I kept raising my hand. And I said, "Well, does that mean there won't be one next year?" So there was we kept. Popping the bubble and bursting everybody's expectations because everybody was making such a big deal of it.
Yeah,
and of course we were ex-players, and it was which confounded everybody that why would you guys do it? Because we're players, we know how this is, and so we're going to have a lot of fun here. So we covered the news, and it was. It was covered in Sport Magazine.
So they did a whole big.
They did a whole big deal out of it.
You guys have those hats with the little thing that says press on.
Yeah, I had one that had press in it,
yeah.
and And it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was and all of the guys, the players on each side. I'd asked Terry Bradshaw. Terry, a lot's been said about your intelligence. That hat size, indicates IQ.
Oh wow!
And
yeah.
If that's the case, what's your hat size? You know, you go, well, you know. So you know, Terry, he's stuck for an answer when you say, Terry, how you doing? What? And he's good.
Yeah.
And you know, Jim Marshall from the Vikings. We asked him, "Hey, Jim, you say that you're going to be up for the game tomorrow. Does that mean you're going to eat a cow bin full of amphetamines?" It was 1975.
What did he say to that?
He just stared at us.
Like,
I mean,
what are you talking about?
I said, we're asking easy, simple questions on you guys. So, you know, let's just, you know, come on. What's the problem? And that was the reasoning behind sending us down there is to kind of play. It was about time in the Super Bowl era is to poke fun at it because people were taking it way too seriously. Yes, we did.
The league didn't like it.
Yeah, Roselle called us down and and said, "What are you guys doing?" And I said, "We're covering the news and all the news that's fit to print." He says, "You're about done, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah, Lance, what do you think?" He says, "Oh, I got a couple more questions, but I think we can let it go."
And you and Pete still get along. I remember going to the Rams training camp there at the Coliseum, and you were...
Well, that was Goodell.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, Goodell. You're right.
Pete passed away.
Yeah. But
I did catch up with him in New York not too long before he passed away. But
that's good.
He was all right.
All right, we'll be back here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, Fred Dreyer. Two safeties in the same game, different quarterbacks in the same quarter. That'll stand the test of time. If that doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame, I don't know what will.
1973.
Yeah. Something else.
Yep.
And also, of course, the star of so many great TV shows, including Hunter, Land's End, NCIS here recently, the Transformer movie, you name it, Fred Dreyer has been doing it. Now, the big story this week we should cover for you is something we've been talking about on this show for a while, and that is, why didn't anybody sign Trevor Bauer? I mean, this guy was accused of beating up a date of his or whatever. The woman brought charges against him that was investigated. Never was any charge he was found guilty of any of the charges that the woman said. So, both of them were probably nuts, is what I got to say. Now, he was signed to...
Lover spat.
Well, more than that, but I mean, a serious thing. But, you know, he wasn't charged with any crime. The police investigated everything. So anybody in baseball could have picked him up. The Dodgers had him signed under contract.
Well,
they needed pitching.
Didn't we talk about this that, and I do agree with this fact of it. You know, you're in the people business in baseball games. You're dealing with families and mothers and Cub Scouts and everything.
Right.
And so this subject matter is the type of subject matter that has to be taken care of quickly, has to be resolved the right way, and they decided to ignore it and push it aside. And that's what they did.
And also our society at this time, there's a lot of stuff going on where this is not a topic that you want to embrace.
You don't ever want to say, well, wait a minute, I want to stick up for Bauer for a minute.
Exactly. Exactly. So nobody did. And he left and he went to Japan. Now, here's the story, though. So he pitches this week. He starts his first game, and it's like a big successful story here. The cheerleaders welcomed him into the stadium. He received the largest ovation of any Yokohama player ever at the start of a game, and he delivered what was expected with the Yokohama Dene Bay Stars. He pitched his first official game in 22 months.
Did they have the applause meter on?
They said it was crazy. He scattered seven hits in seven innings, allowed one run, struck out nine, threw 98 pitches against the Hiroshima Toyo Carp in a 4-1 victory before a crowd of 33,202, which the team said was a record crowd of all time.
That's the fish that's shaped like a car.
Yeah, the carp. That's right. Yeah. And the only pitching blemish was a bases loaded.
You went with it. That's
oh,
good.
Yes, I did. Home run in the second inning by a fellow baseball player United States, Matt Davidson, who played with Trevor Bauer with the Cincinnati Reds in 2020.
But he wasn't a carp. He was
on the other side.
He's
an outfielder.
He's an outfielder.
So here's the deal. It's his first official game. He promotes to start. A local department store got involved with it. They unveiled a seven-story poster of him. He's a former Cy Young Award winner. And they put a seven-story poster on the facade of their building.
Oh.
Bauer was unwanted by Major League Baseball teams. Yeah. At least no club signed him, although he was eligible to play. But he is a baseball celebrity now in Japan.
He's a carp like you've never seen one.
Few questions asked about his past. And his answer is readily accepted. There's some posters, small replica posters of the department store version of the big poster in the seven-story building that are on train stations around town, spelling out Bauer. That's B-A-U-E-R in English. And it says, he's here in Japanese. And so Bauer, he's here. And then Trevor kind of smiled a little bit. You seldom see the guy laugh. He said, my face is too big. He said, it's very cool, very cool. Growing up as a kid, you see professional athletes and movie stars on billboards like that. Kind of cool for me to be there myself. So
so he's happy that his carp head is up there on the side of a building.
His head is not. No, he's not playing with the carp. He beat the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. He is. Who is he playing with here? I lost my spot here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. first game, and he threw against the Toyo Carp in the game. He's playing with
so what time is
the Yokohama Dana Bay Stars.
Oh, the Bay Stars, yeah.
Yeah. So do you know, by the way, I was reading, and just a side note here, I'm sorry, you just mentioned the Giants. In 1904, there was not a World Series played. And do you know why?
COVID.
No. No. In 1903 was the first World Series. The next year, 1904, no World Series. It was going to be the New York Giants against the Boston Red Sox. Okay? And apparently there was bad blood between the Giants and the Red Sox, and the Giants refused to play. So if
they threw a tantrum.
They did. So if this ever happens again, if the Giants get into the World Series against the Red Sox, will they not play again? Is there still bad blood? I haven't heard of this.
Well, it's like the Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah. It's a good trivia question in the water cooler, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, So Trevor Bauer is being paid $4 million for a one-year deal. He's also still getting paid by the Dodgers.
How much is that? They owe him about $90 million, don't they?
Yeah, they owe him a lot of money. I don't know. But they have to pay him for the right, I think, three-quarters of the way through the season.
Plus, he gets a travel sushi.
He gets they probably give him a lot of deals in there. He's getting, here's the deal. If you want to go and get a membership with the team right now, for the Hiroshima team, you can join the Trevor Bauer Official Fan Club. And joining it, you have to pay to join it. It's a VIP membership. It's 2,200,000 yen, or about $16,200 for the season. A deluxe membership is 330,000 yen, or about $2,500. And the perks include everything from a special observation seat to a limousine service to the game. At the lower end, an autographed actual wear uniform is given to you. So
that's fine.
Let's not tell the Dodgers. They'll start doing that.
Well, I mean, the Trevor Bauer horror show is over with.
It's over with, and apparently good for him.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, he wears a number 96 jersey.
Yeah, I don't care.
Was that the number he wore when he was with the Dodgers?
No.
I don't think so. The guys that wear zeros and 96, I have a problem with it. I like to have just regular numbers in there, you know?
Well, there's only so many numbers for so many people. Yeah.
One other thought, he said, the atmosphere in the U.S. doesn't compare to here, meaning Japan, at all. He says, the only time it comes anywhere close is sometimes in playoff baseball. I played in a World Series in 2016, and the Cleveland Stadium was very loud. But the sustained energy here in Japan is just so much different. So he is enjoying playing there.
Okay.
Enough of Trevor Bauer?
Yeah, enough, yeah. That's not news.
Well, we wondered where he would land.
Well, we did. We wondered, and we solved it, and now we're...
And I haven't heard any of the sports shows talking about this, Fred.
I don't think that they're going to talk about the carp on the building.
No, they're not. But now the Yankee fans are getting upset. They're ready to call it a season after...
They're notoriously tormented, those group of people.
They lost 7 of the last 10 games in April. The last game of April, Texas Rangers beat them 15-2. And they've got, like, Aaron Judge is on the IL list now, and they got a bunch of people on that.
There's something wrong with him now?
Yeah, he has a bad knee, I think it is, they've got going over.
Well, did he just acquire this?
A hip injury. He's got a hip
injury. He had that last year.
No, he's still got it.
Well, they gave him all the money, and now they're going to be nursing him, and that's the conversation's going to be, is that tall kid going to play today or what?
How much money? And this is something you warn everybody about, don't
always.
You? Always. Yes. Always. You've been talking to this, that the team signed these people without really checking them out medically, and then they're stuck with them.
It's such a cliche. You know, people think you're crazy when you say, well, I mean, he's hurt, yeah. So all he has to do now is get ready for the playoffs, right? Yeah, as long as he's ready. We figure these first 50 games are a wash. And what about the people that are coming to see, that guy? What's his name?
Aaron Judge.
It's Aaron. Yeah,
yeah, Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good player, and he deserved his contract. But you have to remember, it's like any other player we're going to be talking about here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a a whirlwind to have to overcome injuries and explain it. You wind up qualifying yourself for everything that you do, and it's not fair to the player, it's not fair to the fans and the organization, but here you are, you're talking about the same old thing, and it the beat goes on. Every year it's the same way.
Yeah, and you were talking about it last week about basketball, where the players can take themselves out of the game and rest, even though you're in the playoffs when it counts.
Yeah, no, it's so boring now. And you know, look, I understand. I can look at a football game, and I can see the game underneath everything that's.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's just things are familiar to me. When you think about the team getting ready for the game and you want to be able to see information that helps you piece together a little bit of stuff that you don't normally see and you haven't seen, and they just fall short of giving you the fan the information. Again, I always go back to this my time as a college commentator for CBS, and that is here we are. Let's go behind the scenes and take a peek at why this team is playing the way it is. And you use instant replay to do that, and you tell the story. And if you don't get it right, you know, as a team, you know, it's a long season for everybody.
That it is. And we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we got more baseball for you, a whole lot more. And more questions, too. Don't forget Facebook Live. You can send it to us. You can email us questions, too. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll be back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug. Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, Root Metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To celebrate National Pet Month, Amazon is hosting the second Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 3rd. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of tail-wagging deals across popular pet categories. There's something for every pet owner, from food and treats to toys and healthcare supplies, clothing, habitats, and more from popular pet-approved brands like Furbo, Purina, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Milk-Bone, and more. Whether customers are preparing to be a first-time pet parent or have a house full of beloved animals, everyone can enjoy savings and deals on Amazon Pet Day. Amazon Pet Day will offer more top deals for pet products in Amazon store than ever before. Plus, Prime members who shop on Amazon Pet Day will also have access to special pet movie deals on Prime Video. Pets are an important part of the family, so mark your calendar for Amazon Pet Day on May 2nd and May 3rd and visit amazon.com/petday to shop.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Water is one of our planet's most important resources. Yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, We look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
And we are back here at the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, folks? Great to be with you.
The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And so continuing here a little bit with baseball, you know, there's all this talk before the season started about who's the free agents, who are the guys most coveted by teams. And one of those players was shortstop Trey Turner. And you know,
who was now with Philadelphia.
So now he signed with Philadelphia on an 11-year deal. 11 years. He's got $300 million.
That's the heart and the, and soul of our criticism of what's going on here.
So here's the story. He comes back to Dodger Stadium. You know, the Dodgers, they lost what's-his-face to Corey Seager to the Texas Rangers the year before. Trevor, Trey Turner was in line maybe to be their shortstop, but it was said, oh, boy, his wife wants to live on the East Coast. He's probably not going to be a Dodger. He wants to go East Coast. In fact, you and I talked, Fred, and I mentioned to you, I said, you know, hey, they should have made, they should have really tried to sign him. And you said, well, his wife wanted to live on the East Coast. Well, hold on a second. That's the story we were given. But now someone asked him when he came to Dodger Stadium, he said he might have stayed in L.A. That was one of the teams that he wanted to play for with the Dodgers. But he says the Dodgers never made him even an offer.
That's right. That's right.
And,
and that's purposeful. That's not an oversight.
So tell us what your thoughts are.
Well, first of all, Dodgers are probably the premier Major League Baseball team in America and throughout the world. These guys know what they're doing. They don't make mistakes. They build a business model, which is we're going to scout young players. We're going to put them in a position to get better and work their way up through a very difficult, very, very trying and pressurized minor league baseball system. So for what reason? To get into the major leagues and contribute to the team winning championship after championship. And that's what they do, and that's the purpose of most teams. But the Dodgers do it very, very easily. You know, they've got a farm system that is loaded, and you can see the proof of that right now. You've got, what did you say, both Turners left, and they've got a lot of people that they had some injuries.
Justin Turner left. Turner was gone. Bellinger.
All of these. They have like 7-8 people that were on the roster, expected to come back to a degree. And then when the free agency started, what did the Dodgers decide to do? And they did it very smartly. They decided we're not going to chase after or give free agents big money. That includes our own free agents. So what we're going to do is we think we've got a stream of great baseball players, especially pitchers, utility players coming up. And we're going to weave them into it, and we're not going to miss Turner. We're not going to miss JT. We're not going to miss those people. We're not going to wrap up $300 million on Trey Turner, who is not probably going to, perform consistently over 11 years for $300 million. We're not going to fret if he leaves here and has a couple of good seasons. He's progressively getting older like everybody is, but this Dodger team never wanted Trey Turner back. Believe me, if they wanted him, they would have quickly got him, sat him down, and gave him a big contract, and that would have been it. And then what would have happened? Then by signing him and keeping him on the team for 11 years and all of that money, you clog up the flow of talent coming from your own organization. You don't want Trey Turner and JT Turner and whatever Turner they've got over there. You don't, you know,
Ted Turner.
And Bellinger.
I think I heard of Ted Turner.
Yeah, and you don't, and
Lana
Bellinger
Turner.
And all of these guys. She was a great right fielder, by the way. She could play the bounce.
Go with it.
She could play the bounce off the wall.
Yeah, like, now you go with
it. So now what happens is that so what happens is now you have you've got these young kids who are like there's like four of them that have made the team. Not only made the team, they've made the starting lineup. You know, all of these guys can play baseball. Outman's fantastic. He's my favorite player.
And Michael
so
Bush is up there. So let me
Michael
ask you this
Bush
question.
Great.
Going with what you're saying, I get it. I understand with what you're saying. I think the shocking part of it is the fact that we were assuming he was at least made an offer. Not even one offer was made. That's this, sort of strange. Now, here's the other deal.
I don't think that is.
But here's where it's strange. How do you justify paying the free agency of Freddie Freeman then and Mookie Betts?
Because Freddie Freeman still had, still got eight, 9 years left in him.
Okay, so the age you're saying.
He's a key part of the infield,
okay.
First baseman.
Gotcha.
He is a key part.
Same with Mookie.
Mookie. Yeah. You have to have a cornerstone of veteran leadership.
Trey is 29 years old, but an 11-year deal, that makes him 40 years old. That's and you're paying that $300 million out.
He won't be in Philadelphia in 3 years. I guarantee you.
You think he's going to be gone, huh?
Well, I mean, he's going to move on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if Philadelphia doesn't show themselves and rebound, you know, they were the NFC champs last year. Or the National League champs.
Yeah.
They were the champs last year. And
they could have been the NFC champs.
And they played. Yeah, well, you know, switch uniforms.
Philadelphia played, didn't they? Yeah.
So, anyway, it's not unusual to see you've got ex-players who are now playing. Trey Turner came here, a great team, went to the
loved him. I think he's a great
player.
Went
to the World Series.
Yeah. But in the playoffs, he didn't do that well. He was sort of choked
up. Well, a lot of people didn't, by the way.
Yeah, the whole team.
So, you know, so it's not that, you know, you're going to choke because the guy didn't do well. He's going to have a good year with the Phillies. He's going to help them. He's a key player and all that stuff. All that stuff is true. What else is also true is he represented a threat to the constant flow of the Dodger business model of getting players ready in the minor league situation and getting them into the major leagues with the major club. And they did that beautifully this year. And yeah, you're going to have a couple of people out there that aren't going to perform.
Well, especially when your shortstops goes down, you know, when Gavin Lux is out, you don't have a, you know, but there are
there
the guys just coming up. They got kids that are on the Dodgers. So it's good for the Dodgers, good for Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Probably good for the Phillies right now because that's their money they're spending on their key player to try to pull them together, along with what's his name, the outfielder that just came back on the, you know, with the arm surgery that he had, the Tommy John surgery. Harper is back in the lineup now, hitting. He started last night when you know, he started this last week. I guess it went to 0-for-3 the first time. The next game out, he was like 4-for-4. So he's back just as a designated hitter. But so it was good for everybody, but in this case, good for the Dodgers because it freed up a chance to go ahead and bring some new players up. You're saying?
Well, yeah, it unclogged a bunch of guys sitting around in Double A and Triple A ball. So pitchers, they've got a kid coming up here tomorrow that's gonna be
a youngster, right?
That's gonna be a real winner. So what does it say about Philadelphia? It says that they don't have the farm system that Dodgers do.
Yeah.
So the Dodgers are known in the league to have the farm system, and they do the best. You know, you've got pitchers that are that choose, like Syndergaard decides this last year he's going to leave wherever he's, Philadelphia, and he's going to come to the Dodgers because he wants to get well. He wants to get
likes the coaching staff.
Well, he wants to revisit his techniques and fundamentals. He wants to rebuild his arm. He wants to know how to pitch again. And the Dodgers do a great job of that. So there's an awful lot of reasons to come to the Dodgers and play and get yourself kind of ready to join free agency. When Trey Turner showed up here, I said, "Well, he'll be here." He came here from Washington with
was there a couple of years
with the desire to play in the World Series and stuff, but. But I figured they're not going to sign him. If he has a great year, which he did, I'm not going to give him $200, $300 million.
Yeah.
And he came and did what he did. And now he's in Philadelphia, and he's trying to earn the respect of the money
going.
That
yeah.
they gave him.
And we'll see. It's still the beginning parts of the season here, and you got Aaron Judge got a lot of money. He's on the IL, and so we'll see what's going on. Now, let's take a look here at football real quick when this segment. Aaron Rodgers, he said goodbye to everybody in the Green Bay, and now he talked on a radio show this week about how he's transitioned to his new home in New York with the Jets, the reception he's getting, attending New York's Rangers and the New York Knicks playoff games.
Where does he live? Did they tell us where he lives?
No, but he's in New York now, and he had 18 seasons with Green Bay. Here's what he said. He said, "I'm having an absolute blast. It's been fun. It's been great. Everything is new. It's like the first day of school every single day. There's new people to meet and got to figure out your routine." And apparently they've hired some more familiar faces for Aaron Rodgers. They are expected to sign the Green Bay Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb to a one-year deal. They got other players there. Apparently Cobb and Aaron Rodgers walked off the field together after they lost to the Detroit Tigers last season. But Cobb is the fourth ex-Packer to sign with the Jets, joining the wide receiver Alan Lazard and quarterback Tim Boyle. The Detroit Lions.
Yes.
And the tackle also Billy Turner is on. Now joined the Jets. So there's a little alumnus of Green Bay Packers on the New York Jets. Now, you played football. Is that always comfortable if you get traded, go to a new team, and you see familiar faces? Is that a kind of a welcoming thing for you for a player?
Well, every year, every squad changes to varying degrees. And, when I left the Giants, I came to the Rams, and I was greeted warmly,
right?
But they're all looking at you like, "Okay, you're here. What are you doing?" I'm playing right defensive end, and I'm here to help you guys. And it's a defensive. The Rams when I joined was an old team. And trying to get young, they had myself, Jack Youngblood, Larry Brooks, and who was a young player, and Merlin Olsen, who was old, who's on his last couple of years, and once you kind of break in and you prove yourself, you're accepted, and it's like anything else, you know people want good teammates and they want them to perform.
Now, as far as ownership goes, the Commanders' president. That's Jason Wright, the president, says the team has sold a season's worth of suites in 1 week after Dan Snyder announces he's selling the team. So,
yeah, that works.
So that works. Apparently, as Dan Snyder didn't have a very good reputation, I guess.
He's a terrible guy.
Washington, the Commanders. Well, he's in Washington. There's a lot of terrible people there, the politicians over there.
Oh, it's rotten. If it's anything like a Congress, then
it's something else.
Try to break out and get into Maryland somewhere.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the TV series Hunter and talk a little bit about that. Get to your emails, freddryer@crntalk.com. That's where you send your emails. Fred, F-R-E-D, Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crnchampionshipradionetwork.com. We'll be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, we're back here at the Fred Dreyer Show. I got a note from Anna. Little email sent to you, Fred.
Yep.
Just got my third order of Balance 7. It's
Ooh.
Great. Received it in one day.
How about
using
that?
Fred, and the checkout is great using your the code name Fred.
Yep.
800-793-9039.
Well, Ann, right?
It's Ann, yeah. 800-793-9039 is the number to call. Say Fred, free shipping, $15 off your order, money back guarantee, and a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. That's Ann in Arizona.
Well, Ann in Arizona, you're going to have a very happy life by discovering those types of things. And, you know, when you can get something like that that works for you, it's a good feeling.
Pamela, now she is our photographer, and she always sends out pictures and things. She said she looked at this episode on Hunter 35 years ago, April 30th, 1988, it aired. Guest starred Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and Clarence Hyland and Marge Redman as Jennifer Brasher. And apparently in this series here, Angela Lansbury also was in the show. And the story concerns a dying millionaire who makes his suicide look like murder. The reason? He's hoping a police investigation will delay his nephews and niece, whom he raised, from inheriting his family's fortune. So that, I think, is pretty good. And you and we're on the scene there, am I right? Just doing things, Stephanie
we're,
and you?
We're doing something.
Yeah, you were doing investigating.
I told Stephanie, I said, there has to be secret panels in this house, and I want you and I to get a flashlight and go looking for the secret panels. And I said, and you can wear that dress when you're wherever you decide to go.
So there you go. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
That's good. What season are you on now on Get TV?
What season?
What season are they showing right now? Season 6, 7?
I think 6.
Yeah, 6 is on there.
Yeah. They flip them around. They rotate them and stuff.
All right, and did you know that Fred Dreyer's role as LAPD Detective Sergeant Rick Hunter on the crime drama Hunter has often been compared to Clint Eastwood in the Dirty Harry film franchise? Someone sent that in for us.
Oh, yeah, well, I could see that.
That's good. Hey, that's our show. If you
that's
miss
it,
anything,
huh?
Yeah, follow Fred on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred, final thoughts from you. What do
you
got?
Well, I'm going out into traffic, so anything can happen, folks.
Yeah. Watch out. He's driving the late model vehicle. I think he's got the 50 Chev. We'll be back next week. Everybody have a good week. See you then.